The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara and Saita, Navdalim and Beis, brings a memra from Rabbi Lazar, called Mazalzim Til Sidayim, Nakamina Olam, someone who's careless when it comes to Til Sidayim, is uprooted from the world. Rashi explains that this is based on the Chamiros, the stringency of a Durabanan, that kol over al derabanan is chayiv misa, kol over derabanan is chayiv misa. Someone who doesn't take the words of the chachamim seriously is chayiv misa. Shenamar paritz gedri shachanu nachash. We see a tremendous chamiris when it comes to yisurah derabanan. I wanted to go through a couple of shailas that come up in Hilchas Netilas Adayim. So there's Ramad towards the end of Kof Samech where he discusses a situation where a person has water. And he touches that water. He's intending to use it for Netilas Adayim at some point, and he put his hand in the water. Is the water invalidated from being used for Netilas Adayim? So Ramah says no, it's not an issue. And although we find that if you would wash your hands with the water, in other words, one person would use the water to wash his hands, another person would not be able to use it because the water is already tameh. Over here, it's not a problem. Let's give a little background and then try and understand this Rama. The Takana of Netilas Adayim was set in place as a result of the Din Tumah that we find when it comes to Hilchas Truma. And let me explain that the person's hands are considered a Sheni L'Tumah. That is, that they have the source of the tumma, let's say, would be, for example, a sheretz. If somebody would touch the sheretz, they would become, at that point, a rishon l'tumma. One step removed, they receive tumma by being in contact with the source of the tumma, but they're a step removed, they're called a risha. If someone else would touch them, they would be then a sheni l'tumma. Or if food would touch them, it would become a sheni l'tumma, better said. At that point, by chulin, that's the end of the line. Beyond that, it would be too weak. We don't respect the tumma that would be present, and at that point, there would be no more tumma. No more chashivas to tumma. So, there's a takan of Chazal that a person's hands are always considered a shein the tumma. The reason being because a person's hands are unpredictable. A person himself sometimes loses track. It's called the Yadayim Askanios, doesn't always keep track of where his hands are going, and therefore we gave a general tumma of sheni to a person's hands. Now, when a person comes to sit down and eat, he's going to touch his food, his hands are a sheni. However, that's not an issue, or shouldn't be an issue, because he's eating chulin, and we said a sheni does not make a shlishi. There's no level beyond Shani when it comes to Tumah. So what is the issue? So in other words, the reason why we're washing our hands is to try and is part of Takana of Chazal, that a hand has a din Shani, is also that by washing our hands that Tumah goes away. But if we're saying that anyways they can't go past the Shani, so what's the issue that requires a Tilas Adayim? And the reason is because of Srach Truma. Because when it comes to Truma, the Truma is more sensitive, and you could have a Shlishi when it comes to Truma. And although we're not eating Truma, nonetheless, those foods that Truma was mainly comprised of, which is specifically the grains, Truma, according to many opinions, Truma b'derais is only from either from Dagon, from grains, or it could be wine and oil, but since the Ikar Achila is that of bread, that's the staple food of the staple food, so therefore, the kind of was limited to bread. And in other words, that since when the Kehanim would eat Truma and their hands were Asheni, there would be an issue of making the Truma Tameh. So because of that, to keep that clean and in line, we made a takana across the board that everyone, even people eating chulin, have to maintain a certain standard of tahara, and therefore would have to wash their hands to remove that shein l'tuma before eating bread. There's an additional area where this could come up, which is there's an additional takana of Chazal, which is that when a sheni, even a sheni, touches a liquid, we could actually go up a level in tumah. Normally, as you go away from the source, tumah gets weaker. But when a person touches a liquid, and the reason beyond the scope of this discussion is based on exera to other liquids that come from a certain Bali Tuma. We're not going to go into that now, but halach is that when one touches a liquid, even with a sheni l'tuma, it will actually go up a level and become a rishon. And therefore this could be relevant where a person has an object which is wet with one of the liquids that we view, that Chazal view as liquids, there's seven of them, and at that point that liquid would then go up to becoming a rishon, like we explained, and then the food that would then go become a sheni. And therefore there's a very strong tzaddin halacha that anytime one is handling a wet food, he would have to wash his hands first. There are those who are mekel, we're not going to go into that now. We know that's why we have urchats on Pesach, is because of this, but since we're dipping the vegetable into the waters, the salt water, we have this concern. Parenthetically, it's interesting to know that often people use potatoes which are eaten with a fork, in which case it sort of undermines the whole purpose of the washing, and there are those who are therefore machmir to actually eat the potato on Leil Pesach dafka with their hands, in order that there should be purpose, the washing should be purposeful. But regardless, coming back to our discussion, the Netilas Adayim in either case is to take off the Sheni L'tumah that's present on the hands. So now back to the Ramah, when one has the bucket of water which is prepared to wash and one's going to touch it, so the water at that point should be ruined because it should become Tameh. Not only, it should actually become a Rishon L'tumah like we just explained, and certainly shouldn't be able to in any way assist him in getting rid of the tumah that's found by his hands. And the reason for the Ramah is to understand this, is that this that Chazal said, our hands have a din of tumah, and that it creates a problem in relation to eating, is only invoked when a person is actually ready to eat. That means to say that this that we're being concerned about, the tumah of the hands, which is maybe true regardless, but that which we're concerned about it, and it's going to become an issue for us, is only invoked when the person is actually coming to eat. And we then made this takana, like we explained, because of how it exists by truma, at the time when Kohanim made truma. So at that point is when we're going to respect the tuma as being active and live, and has to be removed with the water. But prior to that, to when a person is actually coming to wash and eat, the tumah is in a sense, we'll call it at that point, inactive. And therefore, even if you touch the water, it will not make an issue. That's the din of the Ramah. Now, let's apply that to a couple of other cases that could be common. So there's another halacha in Kuf Samach Beis, which is as follows. A person would wash one of his hands, and subsequently, before washing the other hand, would touch the second hand. So it's going to ruin his washing. And the reason is because the second hand is Tameh, has the Sheni L'tumah. It came in contact with the water, and now it's going to make the water on his first hand Tameh. And at that point, even if he would wash his hand again, it will not help, because the washing can only remove the tumah of his hand. The tumah of the water cannot be gotten rid of by just pouring other water over it. And at that point, he would have to actually dry his hand and start again from the beginning. And like we explained, that even though the Ramah said we're not that when a person touches the water, it's not an issue. That's only because it wasn't during the time of washing when the tumah is inactive. But here, in this case, where he's in the process of washing and now the tumah has been activated, therefore it will be an issue and he would have to dry his hands and start again. Now, there's a halacha that's brought down called shifshuf, which is the idea of when after a person washes both hands, to rub his hands together. And one of the reasons is to get rid of any, if there are any sort of dirt or whatnot on one's hands. But there are other in Yonim as well. It's brought down, there's deeper reasons for it. But that is something that is mentioned to be done. There are definitely those who are makbid to do it. But one has to be careful because by letter of the law, if he washes up to his knuckles, we know from Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is b'di'evit is okay. Now, it's not the way to go. Obviously, one should be careful to wash all the way down to the wrist, but b'di'evit is okay. However, even though he may get away with it, but the other part of his hand, which wasn't washed, remains tameh. And if one, let's suppose, does this shif-shif, if he's not careful to wash all the way to his wrist, and then he touches below the area where he washed his hand still, is going to ruin his whole washing, and like we said, actually you have to dry it off and start again. So, someone who's going to be makbid and do the shif-shif has to be extra careful. Obviously, everyone should be careful to wash to the wrist, but that person has to be extra careful because then the ikra din, he could ruin everything. Now, what about in a situation where the water on the cup that he's using to wash is wet? The handle is wet. So, on one hand, let's go back and determine whether or not there's going to be a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's not a problem. And the reasoning is because we're going to view it as that contact that he has is that even though the problem would be that now he lifts up the cup and he's holding the cup and he's touching that water. So he's now going to make that water tameh. And he's going to wash his hand, but then he's going to hold the cup again. He's going to be touching that water, which is tameh, which is going to make his hands again tameh. Or, alternatively, that water is going to be tameh, and it's going to be on his hands when he's washing. And like we said, the washing will not take away the tumah from the water, which is tameh, only from his hands. And therefore, that would also another reason why it should be problematic. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah views it that water and that contact that he's having with the water is more like that of the Ramah. That's not called during the washing. It's prior to the washing. True, he's lifting up the cup to wash, but that's not actually during the washing. And at that point, we view the tumah as inactive and therefore will not create a problem. It's only literally during the washing process where he washed one hand and touches the other hand that is going to be an issue. The Chazon Ish, on the other hand, is concerned about it, and he is makbid. He's worried about it, and so again, you know, there's room to be more careful and to dry it off or to hold it using a towel or something like that. Additional concern the Chazon Ish had was, let's say, some water, while a person's washing, some water would spray from the sink onto his hand. So the Chazon Ish is concerned that water which sprayed onto his hand is not part of the washing process. So that water should become tameh, and again will invalidate the process because it's not becoming tar either when you wash your hands. Some want to say there, even the Mishnah Berurah would be more concerned. It's it's deeper into the process, and therefore maybe even according to the Mishnah Brura, the tumah has already been activated and would be a concern. That's the point is not 100% clear. So again, certainly there's someone who wants to be more careful is what to be concerned about. There's one other case I want to discuss, which is where a person had, let's say, previously washed his hands to get them clean, and he now wants to begin washing. Does he have to dry his hands first? Or for whatever reason that his hands were wet when he began the washing process, do his hands have to be dried off first? So again, the concern is that water is tame, and the washing only has the power to make his hands tahor, not the water, which is tame, that is on his hands, become tahor. So the Mishnah Berurah says, again, the Mishnah Berurah takes that position, it's not necessary, because that all happened out of the washing process, and therefore it's not an issue. Now there's another angle which I'm going to introduce, which we had not mentioned up to this point, which is that normally we wash twice, and the reason why we wash twice is because the first water is tame, we want to make it tahor with the second time we wash. The second time we wash is to make the water tahor. Now, how does that work? We had said that water which is tame cannot become tahor from the washing process. But the water which is actually part of the takana, part of the washing process, that water could become tahor from the second washing. Nonetheless, water that had come previously just to clean your hands won't fit into that category according to the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah has a possibility that it will. The Chazon Ish says it won't. And therefore the Chazon Ish, his opinion is that if your hands are previously wet, it's not part of the actual takana of the washing process that the second washing should take care of the tumah of the water. And on the other hand, now I'm coming to wash, and therefore the tumah has been activated, and therefore that water is problematic, and therefore there's no way to deal with it other than by drying it off and starting again from the beginning. So just in summation, we said that the Netilas Hadayim is to remove the tumah of one's hands, the Sheni Latum of one's hands, in order to be able to eat pitahara as if we were eating truma, and when we wash our hands, that removes the tumah. But we had said it only could take care of what the takana was, which is the tumah of the hands, or alternatively, the first washing, which that water became tameh, could also be kamtahar through washing it again. But something outside of that, water which is tame outside of that process, will not be able to be fixed up with just washing it, and will have to be dried off, like the example where one washes one hand and then touches the other hand. There, you'd have to dry and start again. However, if it happened out of the washing process, like the Ramaz example, where you touched the water, which was designated for washing, or according to the Mishnah Berurah, if your hands were just wet from before, according to the Mishnah Berurah, will not be a concern. At least Mikar Adin is not an issue. But we did mention the Chazon Ish was concerned about it, and therefore he was of the opinion you should dry your hands off first and then go forward. Or we said the other example could be where the cup was wet, that again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, does not have to be dried off, but the Chazon Ish would be concerned and would have you dry it off before beginning.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.